News and Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good News and Shoes.
Don't let them deceive you. Remember that you are, again, I'll say it and I'll keep saying it, that you are chosen by God. And God loves you. Amen. There's nothing that he can't do for you if you just surrender your heart.
This is Pastor Benny Ramos from Love Wings Ministry, inviting you to tune in every Saturday at 11 a.m. for In Spirit and in Truth as we beat up old Snaggletooth on WCNO 89.9 FM.
At Meant to Be Realty, we specialize in serving Port St. Lucie and the surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, so whether you're looking to buy or sell a home, a first-time homebuyer, or an investor, understanding the market is essential. Our track record is proven and speaks for itself, so let our team of experienced experts make all the difference. Meant to Be Realty would love to help turn your dreams into reality. Be sure to ask about the $7,500 down payment assistance program. Our number is 772-877-2338. Again, that number is 772-877-2338. Because when it's meant to be, dreams become reality.
Hablo español. 772-579-8109.
Taking care of business.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast is moving its time slot to daily Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. We want to thank all of you who have been listening to us over the years and encourage you to tune in Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m.
The Women's Ministry of Midway Road Church of Christ and Truth Church would like to invite you to participate in our Spring Ladies Day and Luncheon on Saturday, May 5th, 10 a.m. Please join us to hear Joyce Bumgardner, former radio show host and founder of Christian Women's Fellowship, and Morgan Perez, part-time writer and speaker and full-time mom. Both of them will share with us their insights about the God of all comfort. The special event will take place in the Family Life Center at Midway Road Church of Christ, located at 3040 Midway Road in Fort Pierce. Please make plans to join us, as I know you will be refreshed and encouraged through our time together. You can RSVP to Peggy Engler at 772-461-8147. Number again is 772-461-8147. Please RSVP so that we can have an account for our lunch preparations. This is a free event. You do not want to miss these dynamic speakers, engaging worship, and a fresh word from God. Saturday, May 5th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. The God of all comfort. Spring Ladies Day.
Good morning. Welcome to The Revealing Truth with Pastor J.T. Bumgardner. Pastor J.T. Bumgardner is the senior pastor of Truth Church of the Treasure Coast, located at 4100 Okeechobee Road, Fort Pierce, Florida. We are honored you are joining us today on the journey to truth. John 8:32 says, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free."
Some people think they got everything they got in their life, they did it all by themselves, and there wasn't never nobody there to help them when they needed help. But how do you know they didn't get there by themselves? Somebody helped them. Somebody gave birth to them. Somebody fed them. Somebody nurtured them. Somebody put some, come on, help me, somebody. If God's done anything in your life, I think somebody ought to just give him praise right now. Praise the Lord, amen. Go ahead and magnify the Lord. Magnify the Lord. Glory! Glory! How many of you notice this? It doesn't say magnify your friends. Don't say magnify your paycheck. Don't say magnify your boss or magnify. It says magnify the Lord. Magnify the Lord. Make him big. Make him famous. Make him everything in your life. And then it says, let the Lord be magnified who delights in the prosperity of his servants. In other words, God likes it when you prosper. He delights in it. So what does that mean? It means he's looking down at heaven going, look at that. there's my girl right there. He's delighting in it. He's happy about it. Amen. That's why you ought to magnify God in your house every day. Magnify God in front of your kids. Magnify God in front of your place of work. Magnify God at the drive-thru, at the bank, when you got shorted on your check. Magnify the Lord. Amen. Don't magnify me. Don't magnify the worship team. Don't magnify Kim. Don't magnify each other. You can encourage each other and tell them they're doing a good job, but magnify the Lord. That's why we're here today. We're here to magnify the Lord. How many know God wouldn't be able to do what he does without you? Because when we magnify him, he empowers us to do the work and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, to do the work of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Huh? How many know God's got to have somebody to do it with? That's why he calls. That's why he ordains. That's why he chooses. That's why he picks. That's why he anoints. Because God likes to work through people that know how to magnify him and are working on his righteous cause. That is the secret to abounding. I wonder if I got anybody in here today who wants to abound. How many of you ever saw a picture on Facebook or Instagram of some big vacation place? You just look and go, oh man, I just would love to be there. It sounds like a lot of fun. And you see your friends in the pictures and you go, I feel like I'm missing out. I feel like I'm missing something. The truth is we've probably been to them places and done those stuff before. We're going there soon, but there is this sometimes this feeling we get of being left out. How many know what I'm talking about? Amen? The truth is in reality, we got it pretty good. Do you know if you make $15 an hour, you're in the top 85% of the world in income? $15 an hour, you're in the top 85%. It's amazing, isn't it? I ain't never seen a society so bent on talking about how bad they got it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I mean, the homeless people got it better than some of the people in third world nations. You can stand on the corner by the Flying J and make $100 with a bucket in your hand every day. Go into Flying J and take a hot shower and watch a widescreen TV and eat a hot dog. Try that in the jungles of Uganda. Ain't gonna happen. You're going to go out hunting and try to kill something to eat, and something out there is going to kill you to eat you. That's real danger. Last time I looked, there wasn't no lions in Fort Pierce eating villagers. I done lost you now. Y'all all right? We got it good, amen? But the truth is, we don't like to be left out. We don't like to be left behind or feel left out. So we all have this drive in us, this perception of reality. And we have this perception that we live in this culture of America where we feel like we always have lack. It's like programmed into us naturally, amen? We live in a culture we have access to all kinds of stuff. I mean, really think about what you have access to in your pocket. It's unheard of what we can reach out and do. But we still have this thing in the nature of the society that we live in that it's never enough. And it's ripe in our culture today. Amen? You know what we do? We wake up in the morning thinking we didn't get enough sleep. Oh, man, I didn't get enough sleep. Huh? And we get out of the bed and we already perceiving that we lack something. I didn't get enough sleep. I didn't get into bed early enough. Man, I'm going to be tired all day. And then we rush out the door in the morning. I'm running late. I ain't got enough of time. This ain't enough time. I ain't got enough sleep. Now I ain't got enough time. And then we get home and we believe, man, I didn't get hardly nothing done today. I worked all day. I just got half my stuff done. Why? Because we have a mentality of lack in this culture that we live in. Amen? We're living in a time where the underlying cultural movement of the day programs us to believe that we can never get enough. We can never have enough. We start our day out thinking we don't have enough. We live through our day thinking we're not doing enough. And then we get home at night thinking we didn't get enough done. And it's ripe in our culture today. How many know what I'm talking about? Come on, amen. And then we go to parties where we're supposed to relax and enjoy each other and family time and cooking out. And we stand around and talk about the things we don't have. And one day, someday, God's going to do this. And the lack of opportunities. And I'm stuck in a dead-end job. And you don't understand the people I got to work with. And it's just so tough and so hard. And everybody leaves the time at the cookout depressed, except for the kids who are playing in the backyard. Would you have fun at the party? No, I'm depressed. Life is hard. But you just got in a car with AC and drove to a home with AC. We talk about the lack of friends we have, the lack of relationships we have, and all we do is reinforce in our minds that we do not have enough, that we can't get enough. And it's ripe in this culture, guys. It's everywhere. And because we believe we have lack, we become very limited in the way we think. And we cannot stretch our mind to believe God for the impossible. You want to know why supernatural miracles don't happen in America anymore? You want to know why people are getting up out of graves in Africa and being raised from the dead? You want to know why cancerous tumors fall off of people's bodies at crusades and just fall off into a heap of dead flesh right in front of your eyes? You know why that happens? Because we have a mentality of lack. We've moved to a place where we don't even need a supernatural God anymore because we got an iPhone in our pocket. Listen, Bishop James was here, man. And he was talking about he went to the villages in Kenya. And when he went into Kenya, he went in there preaching Jesus for 2 weeks. And they would not let him preach. And he went back and prayed. And this is a man of prayer now. Went back to the hotel and prayed. Or back to his room and prayed and said, God, I need to preach the gospel to these people. What do I got to do? And the Lord revealed to him that they've been in a drought. He went back to the chief of the village and he said, this Jesus I've been telling you about, he's the God of the rain. He's the God of the harvest. And the chief said, oh, we didn't know he was the God of the rain. And we certainly didn't know he was the God of the harvest. Come on in and preach your gospel. He set up in the village, man, the whole village came out. He preached the gospel. People were in there having a good old time, praising and worshiping. The witch doctors were mad. They were hanging out upset. They go, oh, man, they done brought in this preacher. They done brought in this Jesus guy. We're losing all of our authority. The witch doctors were upset. He preached again the next night. Crowds are growing. The witch doctors went to the chief. And they said, listen, if this God they talk about really is the God of rain, if this God they're talking about really is the God of harvest, why don't you tell him to make it rain? They went back to the bishop and they said, listen, after tonight's message, it's got to rain by morning time. If it don't, we're going to kill you and everybody that come with you. We're going to take a spear and run you through. I mean, at 10 o'clock at night, after they got done preaching, Bishop James and all his people went out in the street and started praying. Shakata rapapa. Oh, Jesus. God of the rain. God of the harvest. Show these people who you are. He said about 3:30 in the morning, the sky started flashing and thunder started rolling in. He said about 20 minutes later, the heavens opened up and the rain came down and mud filled the street. Come on, somebody. He said the villagers came out and started dancing in the street, talking about the rain. He said the chief was so excited when the sun come up, they went and got the biggest bull they could find and they sacrificed it on a burnt offering to Jesus. I said, well, that's a little Old Testament, but I'll take that. You know why we don't have to do that, though? Because we want to get wet. We just go get in the shower. Oh, somebody help me. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're living in a time in the world of abundance, and globally there's an abundance. You say, what about fifth world nations? There's no lack of food. What about kids starving over in Mozambique? Listen, there's no lack of food. The reason they're starving is because they got a government that is starving them to death. There's enough food in the United States of America to feed this world three times over every year. This nation feeds the world. The only people ain't getting fed are the ones that won't take our food. Nah, you ain't heard me today. Come on, somebody ought to help me. Amen.
We will rejoin today's message in just a moment. But before we do, will you please consider becoming a covenant partner with us? Your generous support is seed sown in good ground. The truth is, $100 in your hand will always be $100. But when you sow it into good ground, you never really know what it can become. Everyone can count the seeds in an orange, but nobody can count the oranges in a seed. You know, it's partners and friends like you that help us spread this vital message all over the world. We could not do it without the generous support of our listeners. To become a covenant partner with J.T. Bumgardner Ministries, call 833-41-TRUTH. That number again is 833-41-TRUTH. Will you call now and help us reveal the truth?
31 says this, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. How many know when he's the shepherd of your life, you ain't got to want? If you're the shepherd of your life, then you're going to be in a lot of want. You ever see anybody that's the master of their own destiny? What do they do all the time going around? I want this, I want that, I want this, I want that, I want this. Oh, if I could ever get this. You know why? Because Jesus ain't their shepherd. Come on, somebody, amen? You can always live in a place where you feel like there's not enough. You can always live in a place where you feel like you're missing something. You can always feel like live in a place like there's a lack. But when he is the shepherd of your life, you understand that he's always more than enough. Somebody shout, he's more than enough. Amen. He didn't say the Lord is my shepherd, I shall have what I need. He said the Lord is my shepherd, I ain't going to have anything that I do need because I ain't got no wants. In other words, you ain't got to go around wanting stuff because he's already taken care of everything you got. Come on, amen. Psalms 34, 9 and 10. David says this, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. There is no want to those who fear him. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. I mean, the lion's the king of the jungle. But they still go without food sometimes. Come on, they try to get the female lions to go out and hunt for them. And there ain't nothing to eat. They just stay around hungry. They want. You ain't got to want. Praise the Lord. Amen. They that seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. God's intention for us is not to lack anything. Some of y'all looking at me like you don't believe me this morning. You believe me? Praise the Lord. Amen. I think we just need to learn how to magnify the Lord and get on board with this righteous cause stuff and live our life for the cause that God has set before us. Amen. Paul illustrates this in the New Covenant when he says this, our God is able. Somebody say he's able. We got a lot of people living in the we be not able camp. But God said, I'm able. If I'm able, you able. Because I live in you. Praise the Lord. Amen. And he's not able just to do some things. He's able to make all grace abound. Somebody say all. That's everything he's got in heaven to offer you. He can make it abound to you when you learn how to get on track with this righteous cause. Live your life. Somebody say, you better live your life for the cause. And not your cause. The righteous cause. Paul says he has the capacity and the ability to release all the empowerment and be able to enable us to do everything that he set before us for the destiny and purpose of our life. That's amazing to me. Because that's what people strive for in this life. They're always trying to learn how to get somewhere or do something so they can have peace. Huh? And then those that can't get there and do something to get peace, then they just tell themselves there ain't nothing to get. So then they try to get peace by deceiving themselves. Well, I'm going to meditate my peace. That's what they do in Hollywood. They just try to cut off desire. Well, if I don't desire nothing, then I ain't going to have to be frustrated when I don't get it. Well, God gave you desire because he wants to be the answer for your desire. But when you take passion and direct it on anything but the Lord Jesus Christ, then it's always going to leave you empty. That's what the lesson at the well. That's why Jesus said, I'm the only one that can satisfy you. There ain't nothing in this life can say. Ain't no man, no woman, no relationship, no money, no business, no job, no culture that can satisfy you. Everything in this life will leave you broken and empty until you learn how to let me satisfy you. And the woman at the well said, I got it. I get it now. He done told me everything that I knew. But she went back and evangelized the whole city. Disciples come out of the city and said, we couldn't get nothing done in there, Jesus. Ain't nobody want to hear it. Why, they were telling Jesus that. Here she come with 1,000 people behind her going, come meet the guy who told me everything. Why? Because she found out somebody could really satisfy everything in her life. When she had been looking her whole life to be satisfied, she'd come up empty. Praise the Lord. That's good preaching, Pastor. Abound means this. It means to exceed measurement. Exceed measurement. You know what a baker's dozen is? You remember when you used to go order a dozen biscuits, they'd give you 13? Yeah. They would exceed the measurement. That's what abounding means. God wants to exceed the measurement of our life. Amen? He wants us to overflow. He wants us to walk in abundance. He wants us to be blessed in our mind. Like I said, a lot of people live in spiritual prosperity, but they live in soul poverty. They don't learn how to overcome. That's why it says in 3 John 2, Beloved, I pray that you would prosper and be in health as your soul. He didn't say your spirit prosper. He said as your soul prosper. In other words, if you ain't thinking right, you ain't going to prosper. You got to learn how to think right. Because if you... See, sometimes we don't need the devil. The devil really ain't your problem today. You are your problem today. It's because you have a limited mindset and will not stretch your mind and step into the things that God really wants to expose you to so you can expand and abound. I feel the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody. Amen. God's given us overflowing ability. He'll put the right people at the right time. He'll put the right things in your life for the right season if you learn how to live by the righteous cause that He has set before us. Amen. And you will not live by self-imposed limits on your mind. See, we all frame up life in our minds of what we think life is, and then we live in those boundaries. Because if we don't live in those boundaries, it's called insanity. That's what makes people go crazy. But we all do it. We all have boundaries that we build, and then we live within the sphere of those boundaries. It makes us feel safe. It gives us purpose. It gives us destiny. But here's what God said. He said, no, no, no. It's not what you think it is. Let me expand your boundaries. Let me give you territory that has no end. Let me give you unlimited thinking where there's no lack. Let me bring the mindset of abounding into your mind. See, it's a whole different way to live, guys. And then you're not frustrated. You're not dealing with depression. You're not dealing with disappointment. You don't ask the what ifs. I haven't asked myself what if in 10 years. None even occur to me anymore. Before I got the revelation, I was going, well, what if this happened? Well, what if? It's not a good place to live. You cycle in and out of frustration, in and out of discouragement, in and out of depression. Am I helping anybody today? Yes. Come on, amen. I think the best way to live is not to be living under self-imposed limitations. And we all do it to ourselves, amen. Yes. He said all things. Somebody shout all things. All things. That means He'll give you grace to do whatever it is He's called you to do. To be the best mom you can, be the best dad you can, to be the best business owner you can, to be the best whatever He has set before you, you can be. Because He gives you all grace to make you sufficient in all things. Thank you, Simone. Amen. He'll give you grace to make right decisions. I don't know about you, but I've made some dumb decisions in my life. I made some decisions that landed me in a place called the Polk County Jail, and I did not like it. I realized that Jason doesn't really make wise decisions without Jesus. He better get Jesus in on this deal.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor J.T. Baumgartner. To listen to the most recent messages, log on to mytruthchurch.com or you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/truthchurch. We would love for you to join us on a Sunday morning for worship at 10 a.m. Truth Church is located at 4100 Okeechobee Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, on the east end of the Orange Blossom Business Center. For more information, call 833-41-TRUTH. That number again is 833-41-TRUTH. Or log into our mytruthchurch.com. Thank you again for joining the Revealing Truth with Pastor J.T. Baumgartner.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast is moving its time slot to daily Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. We want to thank all of you who have been listening to us over the years and encourage you to tune in Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m.
The Women's Ministry of Midway Road Church of Christ and Truth Church would like to invite you to participate in our Spring Ladies Day and Luncheon on Saturday, May 5th, 10 a.m. Please join us to hear Joyce Baumgartner, former radio show host and founder of Christian Women's Fellowship, and Morgan Perez, part-time writer and speaker and full-time mom. Both of them will share with us their insights about the God of all comfort. This special event will take place in the Family Life Center at Midway Road Church of Christ, located at 3040 Midway Road in Fort Pierce. Please make plans to join us, as I know you will be refreshed and encouraged through our time together. You can RSVP to Peggy Engler at 772-461-8147. Number again is 772-461-8147. Please RSVP so that we can have an account for our lunch preparations. This is a free event. You do not want to miss these dynamic speakers, engaging worship, and a fresh word from God. Saturday, May 5th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. The God of All Comfort, Spring Ladies Day.
Meant to be, we specialize in property management across Port St. Lucie and the surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast, resolving all your property management needs. With over 20 years of experience, let our team of experts make all the difference. You'll get a qualified tenant in 30 days or less, or we'll give you 2 months of property management free. Rent your home to a qualified tenant within 30 days? It's meant to be. Manage your property and pay you on time? It's meant to be. Manage the hassles of maintenance and repairs? It's meant to be. We'll keep an eye on your home so you don't have to. Be sure to mention this ad to receive our new family member discount. Our number is 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Hablo español. 772-579-8109.
Taking care of business.
Ignite Your World, True Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Fellowship of Churches and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Fellowship exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Fellowship of Churches. For more information on joining the Destiny Fellowship, go to destinyfellowship.tv.
Like the rising sun that shines.